Children, there's a story told about a Sunday school teacher who felt that she needed to learn to tell stories better. She thought she was too predictable and the children were getting bored of her storytelling. And so the next Sunday she had her class of five-year-olds, they were with her like normal, and she sat down and she asked, "Who can tell me what is grey and furry and lives in a gum tree?" You know what's grey and furry and lives in a gum tree. I'm sure you all know, don't you? But these children decided it must have been a bit of a trick question. So they just stared blankly at their teacher. "You know," she added, it has a black leathery nose and beady eyes." Still no answer. "It eats gum leaves, it has furry ears." Still silence. And you know, she was about to give up when a small girl slowly, very cautiously raised her hand. "Yes, Susie," the Sunday school teacher said. And the girl said, "I know the answer's Jesus, but it sounds like a koala." Friends, this Sunday school teacher had become too predictable in her questions. And yet, at the same time, she does have an excuse in her favour, at least in part. Because the Bible is one book. Ultimately, though, it's a book with a single message, and it's all about Jesus. Who's it all about? It's all about Jesus. And we pick up the story this afternoon in Luke. Friday, just 2 days earlier, Jesus had been put to death. Now it's Sunday afternoon for us as well as it was for them. And there were two friends who'd been out for a walk. And they're walking along and they're very sad. They're very sad because Jesus, their friend, had died. And as they're walking along, a stranger shows up and starts walking along with them. Now, the name of this stranger is a secret to them, so I don't want you to tell us who that name of that stranger is. But if you know the name of the stranger, perhaps you might like to whisper that stranger's name to the person sitting next to you. Who that stranger's name is. Okay, that stranger's name, we'll say it very quietly, is Jesus. Stranger's name is Jesus, isn't it? They don't know that yet. For them, it's like Jesus is in disguise, like Jesus is in dress-ups. Well, these people got talking, as you often do when you walk along with people, you start talking. And these friends were talking about Jesus, how sad they were that he had died, how they had hoped that he was going to be the king. They thought he was going to save people, but then he died. And then this morning, some women that they knew had said that Jesus was alive, and it all seems very strange to them. And now this stranger, Jesus, has something to tell them. He tells them that they're a little bit foolish. That, why? Because they should have known. They should have known that the Bible had said that God's Savior would die and be raised again. Why should they have known that? Why should we know that? Because the Bible is all about Jesus. The Bible's all about Jesus. And these are the words of Jesus up on the screen. "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures and all the Bible concerning himself." But perhaps you're here this afternoon and you might ask a question that these two friends might have asked. And you might ask this question whether you're a child, whether you're a parent, whether you're a member of a church. It doesn't matter. You might have said, ask this question, how is the Bible all about Jesus? You might say, well, I've read lots of parts of the Bible. I've read all through the Old Testament. I Googled the name Jesus in the Old Testament, and guess what? I didn't get even one hit. No hits. I didn't see Jesus' name there at all. No search results. How can the Bible be all about Jesus if in the entire first part of it, and all this bit up the front here, don't even have Jesus' name? We would say in reply to that, the Bible is one book, a book that's all about Jesus. And even though Jesus isn't mentioned by name, through the entirety of the first half of the Bible and the Old Testament. Even though Jesus' name isn't there in the story, you know, children and parents and grown-ups, the whole of the story of the Bible whispers Jesus' name. Begins in a perfect world with Adam and Eve, and they fell into sin. And then what did we have in the reading before from Genesis 3? A Savior was going to come to crush Satan, the enemy, crush his head and save God's people. The story whispers the name of Jesus, even though it never says it, because the story is all about Jesus. Or we see Jesus' name being whispered in that story of the bronze snake in the book of Numbers. Back in those days, if you had a venomous snake bite, if a snake bit you, you didn't call Mr. Lawson to come and patch you up. He can do that, you know, but that's not what you did back then. Now, what you did was you looked at the bronze snake that was raised up on the pole, and God healed you. God saved you. And that bronze snake that was up there on the pole was like a signpost pointing ahead to Jesus. To Jesus who would be lifted up on a pole himself on the cross. And if you look at Jesus, then God will save you. The story, once again, whispers his name. It's all about Jesus. And you know, friends, there are too many ways for me to say all of them, for the way in which all the stories of the Bible speak about Jesus. So what I want to do now is I want to allow Tim Keller to share some of those with you by way of illustration, because he speaks a lot faster than I do, and he can say a lot more of them than I can in 2 minutes. So thank you for that, Ed.
And whose obedience is imputed to us. Jesus is the true and better Abel, who, though innocently slain, has blood that cries out, not for our condemnation, but for our acquittal. Jesus is the true and better Abraham, who answered the call of God to leave all the comfortable and familiar and go into the void, not knowing whither he went. Jesus is the true and better Isaac, who was not just offered up by his father on the mount, but was truly sacrificed for us all, while God said to Abraham, "Now I know you love me, because you did not withhold your son, your only son, whom you love from me." Now we at the foot of the cross can say to God, "Now we know that you love me, because you did not withhold your son, your only son, whom you love from me." Jesus is the true and better Jacob, who wrestled and took the blow of justice we deserve, so we, like Jacob, only receive the wounds of grace that wake us up and discipline us. Jesus is the true and better Joseph, who is at the right hand of the king, and forgives those who betrayed and sold him and uses his power to save them. Jesus is the true and better Moses, who stands in the gap between the people and the Lord and who mediates a new covenant. Jesus is the true and better rock of Moses, who, struck with the rod of God's justice, now gives us water in the desert. Jesus is the true and better Job. He's a truly innocent sufferer, but then intercedes for and saves his stupid friends. Is that a type? See, that's not typology, it's an instinct. Jesus is the true and better David, whose victory becomes his people's victory, though they never looked at a stone to accomplish it themselves. Jesus is the true and better Esther, who didn't just risk losing an earthly palace, but lost the ultimate heavenly one, who didn't just risk his life, but gave his life, who didn't just say, "If I perish, I perish," but, "When I perish, I'll perish for them, to save my people." Jesus is the true and better Jonah, who was cast out of the storm so we could be brought in. He's the real Passover lamb. He's the true temple, the true prophet, the true priest, the true king, the true sacrifice, the true lamb, the true life, the true bread. The Bible's not about you.
And friends, that's so true. It's so, children, the Bible, it's so true. The Bible is not about us. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. It's a single story with a single message. A message about Jesus and his betterness. How Jesus is better than everything else. It's a story about how God would come and save his people from their sins to mend that broken relationship between us and God. That's what the Bible is about. It's a book that's all about Jesus. And that's why we believe that everything in life is all about Jesus as well. That's why both here in our church and in the Glenvale Christian School, we want to see everything in the light of Jesus. We want to read the Bible the way the Bible was meant to be read, not as a book of rules, not as an interesting collection of bedtime stories, but rather a story from beginning to end, one story speaking about Jesus and his love. Because, children, that's what the Bible is all about. It's all about Jesus. What's 2 plus 2? Jesus. As well as 4. Because Jesus is the one who orders the whole of the universe. Why does the sun rise each morning? Because of Jesus. Because he governs the moon and the stars. Why are other languages important? Because of Jesus. We want to share the message of Jesus with people from every country of the world. Why is art important? Because of Jesus, once again. He's the true beauty of the world. He's the source of our creativity. The Bible is all about Jesus, and life ought to be all about Jesus as well. And here's something that each of us can do as we read the Bible. Whether we're a child, whether we're a parent, whether we're a grown-up, whether we're a church member, whether we're a student at school, as we read the story, we can ask ourselves this question: how does this passage, whatever passage I'm reading, how does it teach me about Jesus? Because even if he isn't mentioned by name, how does this contribute to the whole of the story of the Bible? Does it help me understand why Jesus had to come? Or does it perhaps show me, you're going to be looking at a number of examples of kings in school over this year, and showing me a poor example of a king, is it helping me to see how Jesus is a better king? How does this part of the Bible, how does it whisper Jesus' name? Someone once described it like this: that Jesus is like a red ribbon that runs through the entire story of the Bible. And I drilled a hole in a book this afternoon. It's not a Bible. Those of you who are from Hume Ridge will know I just missed drilling Ross Saville in the head. So I won't get in trouble for that. I drilled a hole in an old book to show you what that looks like. Because you see, in this book, it doesn't matter where you turn to, whether you open it here or over here or anywhere along, anywhere from beginning to end, what do you see on every page? See the ribbon, don't you? From beginning to end. And friends, Jesus is like that ribbon. He's what holds the whole of the story together from beginning to end. And so it doesn't matter which page you turn to in the Bible. Any page you turn to in this book, look for the ribbon. Look for the ribbon. Look for Jesus. Don't be content until you've found him. Until you've found the ribbon, you're missing out, you see. Keep searching. If you can't see the ribbon, ask mum or dad, or ask one of your teachers. Keep searching for that special ribbon that speaks of Jesus. But you know, we must do more than just learn that the Bible is all about Jesus. You see, we can know in our minds that the Bible is all about Jesus, and we can be slow of heart just like those disciples were. Because we are blessed when we know that the Bible is all about Jesus and then believe those things too. Believe in the Jesus who came to save us from our sins. Believe in the Jesus who died on the cross so that we might be forgiven. Believe in the Jesus who rose again from the dead, so that one day we too might rise from the dead. Children, what's the Bible all about? The Bible is all about Jesus. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you that you have given us a Bible that is all about Jesus. And we pray that you'd help us to see those things as we read the stories of the Bible. We pray that you'd help our parents and our teachers and our pastors at church to be able to see Jesus in every story so that we can understand and love him better. Help us to see that red ribbon, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.